Today's best trots plays, the Trots Form Express.
And Luke Humphreys joins us to look at the Kilmore Harness game plan. Luke will be calling the meeting today. And I'm glad for your sake, Luke, as I say good morning. There's only seven today. When you're looking at the fields and scrolling down the page, you're probably used to 10 and 12 at most of the venues you go to. So some respite for you today. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Dan. Not going too badly, yes. Obviously, up in the northwest, we're used to going through four fields and 12 races. And it's a little bit smaller tonight and a restricted program ahead of us. But hopefully we can still find a few winners from the listeners, mate.
I'm sure you can. What are your best bets for the card?
Best bet is race 3, number 8, Aussie Playboy. Now, we'll probably just come with one run at them. It's on the second row, sprint side. Going to need the race run to suit. Best form is more than good enough for this, however. Now, he was heavily backed on Echuca on Tuesday night, the start favourite, but was gone before the start. Gallison, the score up, lost, nearly came to a standstill, lost 100 metres. So, out of the draw, and obviously was out of the race straight away when a well-backed favourite, as I say, Echuca on Tuesday night. So that's probably a bit of a concern, but I thought he was the closest thing to a best bet on form, as his best form is good enough for this restricted race, race 3, number 8. Now, as far as the value goes, there's a few that we probably tipped at a bit of value. So they're all around $4, which probably is the greatest amount of value. But they are race 2, number 2, Atlantis. Race 7, number 3, Our Safari Sun on the website for the best value for the day. This is a horse that's improved all the time since going from a pacer to a trotter. Ken Natural has still been pacing a bit and can obviously gallop as well. But he'll be going forward if he does everything right. Last two events in the death seat have been much better. It'll be hard to beat down in grade. As I say, we're slow to hit his straps as a trotter, but his last two events have been very good. And the one that's also at a bit of value, $4, race 6, number 6, Who's Me Mum. Considering we've gone with it one out in the quaddy, I thought she could win. It's led in her last two from barrier one, though, drawn one from the outer here, but drops back in grade after decent efforts in much stronger races at the last two Cranbourne Beagues, with an all-of-the-way maiden victory in between at Maryborough. And Greek Sugar seems to be getting on pretty well with her. So they are the very best bets on the card. The quaddy for the day, first leg 5 and 6, second leg 2, 7, 11, third leg 6, 1 out, fourth leg 3, 5, 6, 7, 5 and 6, 2, 7, 11, 6, 1 out, 3, 5, 6, 7, races 4, 5, 6, 7 for the quaddy. And the play of the day, race 6, the trifecta, 6 and 10 for first and second, and for third, 8 and 11. 6 and 10 for first, 8 and 11 for first and second, 8 and 11 for third, trifecta race 6 for the best bet, race 3, number 8, and the ones at value, race 2, number 2, race 6, number 6, and race 7, number 3. Dan?
Thanks, Luke. Enjoy Kilmore.
Will do.
Luke Humphreys there.